Welcome to Sportsman of Colorado, Colorado's premier outdoor radio show. Heard every Saturday morning at 8 on Denver Sports Radio, 1600 The Zone. With insight on hunting, fishing, archery, guns, and ammo from Colorado's top outfitters. Featuring the industry's leading outdoor experts on how to enhance your experience in the great outdoors. Now, here is your host, Scott Whatley.
Good morning and welcome to Sportsman of Colorado. My name is Scott Whatley, along with my partner, Red Merrill. Red, good morning.
Good morning, Scott. Good to be here. We got a great show lined up.
We have a jam-packed show. We want to thank you for joining us. Our number is 303-331-7116. If you would like to join in today, we have Tina Francone in studio with Straightforward Shooting. We have Kevin Flesh, which is a partner on the show, and Kevin is an attorney in town and handles criminal law. Covers a lot of things, also personal injury, workers' comp, and also is a big, avid outdoorsman. And then we have Ryan Branham, which we are thrilled is here. And not that we're not thrilled Kevin and Tina's not here, don't mean that. But yeah, I do, because, man, Cabela's is opening.
That's right.
August 15th, 11 a.m., and we are super, super excited about Cabela's opening. It's about a mile from my house, the Lone Tree Store, so my wife is not as excited as I am, but we are thrilled Cabela's is opening, and just Red and I were able to tour that a few days back. I had a media day there, and an absolutely gorgeous store. And let me tell you, if you're passing by the one there in Lone Tree, when you look up, it doesn't look quite as big maybe, but when you get inside, Red, it's huge,
yes,
and it is gorgeous. So I want to thank each of you for being here. But let's go right to the phones real quick, and let's go to Dan Johnson with Lynn Lyle Chevrolet. Dan, how are you?
I'm good. Good morning, guys.
Good morning, Dan.
Dan, Ryan said anything you want at Cabela's is half off for a new Chevy truck.
All right.
Now, actually, Chevrolet has a deal with Cabela's.
They do.
Yeah. What's going on with that?
That's a national deal. They partner with Cabela's, and you'll see the Chevrolet bow tie all over the place in there. And I think they give away a truck once a year, too.
Oh, okay. Good deal. Good deal. Well, I tell you, we've been selling a few trucks lately, and I didn't sell you a truck last week, so I feel like I let you down. But
I was going to give you a little grief about that. Where were you last week?
I know, man. And but we will definitely get some out there. And you know, I've got another buddy again, Dave, that owns Frontier Gallery, is going to be coming out there and looking at the Chevy Cruze. Tell us about that automobile just a little bit.
Well, that is the number one compact car in America, and last couple of months, it's outsold Toyota, Honda, everybody. It's quite a car. 10 airbags, super safe, 5-star safety rating, front, side, 40 miles to the gallon. I mean, it's quite a little car.
It's
super comfortable, roomy. You know, I'm a pretty big guy. I'm, 6'1", 240, and I fit in that thing just fine.
Wow, that's great. Okay, and then we converted Red from Ford to Chevy last week, and I actually got to ride in his truck for the first time yesterday. He had some elk around his property, and we went around riding around in it a little bit. But, Red, tell us how you're liking that new Chevy.
Well, I love it, and I didn't realize that Chevy was partnered with Cabela's. Now I'm double glad that I bought one, but, man, it's comfortable. It's just got all the power in the world. I had to haul a couple of horses into the vet, a mare and a filly, and I didn't even know my trailer was behind. It has so much power. It rides so smooth. And, man, I'm thrilled to have it. And, of course, it's a beautiful truck.
And, Red Tail, just take a minute.
You did that one right, too. That's quite a truck you got there. You got all the stuff on it and, really nice. So I can't wait for you to take a road trip and see how it really, really, head to Texas or somewhere, and I think you'll be quite impressed over that Ford.
I will be going down to Texas for long. Of course, my son, daughter-in-law, and grandkids live down there, and we take trips down there quite often.
And, Dan, we always want to mention, too, you guys have a full-service body shop, which I've experienced a couple of times. but we've sent a lot of friends over there, and you guys have taken care of them. And I had one friend that lived in Castle Rock last year that got in the hail damage real bad, and you guys took great care of them. And all the way from the small dings to the, really bad crashes, yeah, you guys can take care of.
Scott, I wanted to talk about that for a second. We've had a lot of hail in the area lately. And a lot of insurance companies don't give rental cars. And if you have some hail damage or just a collision, you have, you know, a couple of $1,000 worth of damage, you know, I'll get it knocked out quick, and I'll give you a loaner car. So, you know, that's, you know, for free.
Wow.
So that's kind of a added value.
You got any kind of specials right now in your service department?
Well, I'll tell you what, any of your listeners today, you know, I kind of get busy early, but from, say, 11 to 3, any of your listeners want to come get an oil change, I'll do it for $10.
Whoa.
Oh.
Okay, you guys, I'll be right back. Y'all take the show. Okay, $10. You can't beat that. Lindlaw Chevrolet is located at 14500 East Colfax. Their number 303-344-3100. Go ask for your Sportsman of Colorado special, $10 oil change. You can't beat that. So go over and see Dan. And again, we just thank Lynn Lyle for being a sponsor of the show. And Dan, thanks for taking care of everybody. And I'll get my buddy over there and we'll get a couple of those Chevy Cruises from you.
You bet. Thank you, guys.
All right. Thank you. That's Dan Johnson, Lynn Lyle Chevrolet, 303-344-3100, 14500 East Colfax, just right off of Colfax and 225. And hang a right there, you'll see them up there in a brand new dealership. I mean, they've just really did a lot of remodeling recently, and a beautiful place. All right, let's go to Ryan. And Ryan, thanks so much for coming in with us today.
Hey, thank you guys so much for having me. Excited to be here.
Man, we are thrilled about Cabela's being here. And I tell you, we have a little slogan now that, you know, you guys have, it's in your nature.
Right.
And now we can say, it's in your nature, and now it's in your neighborhood. All right? So we can go and visit Cabela's instead of driving to Sydney, Nebraska or Grand Junction. We've got them right here in our back door, and they're opening one at 144th and I-25. They're in Thornton and in the Lone Tree Store. Right there off of Lincoln and I-25, back behind Sky Ridge Hospital off the Ridgegate exit there. And August 15th, 11 a.m. is the big, big day. But, Ryan, just so everybody can kind of get to know you guys, and we hope to have a lot of your people in over the next few Saturdays so everybody can kind of get to know you guys. But tell us just a little bit about you, your background, you know, how you got into Cabela's and what you like to do in the outdoors.
Well, first of all, I just got to say we're excited to be here in the Front Range. Having both stores here serve our customers, we have a great customer base, and just really excited to be here. And for me to be a part of Cabela's, this company is a dream. It's a great company, and a little bit about my background is, you know, I grew up in southern Utah originally, did a lot of hunting and fishing as a kid. My grandfather had a ranch out there, and moved over here to Colorado after college, and, you know, just continued in the outdoors. I mean, Colorado's a huge outdoor mecca, so it's exciting to be here.
It is. Now, and just talking about the stores, again, you've got one up at Thornton there at 144th, and that store is what, about 90,000 square feet, I think?
Yeah, our Thornton location's about 90,000 square feet, and our Lone Tree location's 110,000 square feet.
Yeah, we beat them.
Yeah.
Okay, good. All right. But no, we went to the event that they had, the Wildlife Experience, a few months back, and got to meet the Cabela family and Tommy Milner. And boy, just couldn't ask them to be nicer people. You know, it was just a great event. And the Wildlife Experience did a great job. Gary and Rachel over there, they did a great job of putting on the event. And but it's just, I think what we really enjoy about Cabela's is the values. You know, rarely do you hear a store opening where you know the core values of ownership. And I think that's what means a lot to Red and I, too, you know, and associating ourselves is just the values they have. Talk just a little bit about what you've been able to experience from that.
You know, when Dick and Jim and Mary started Cabela's, it was, you know, a family company, and it's carried on through that. And you see it throughout the company, from our outfitters all the way up to executives. Everyone's very approachable, and it really is just like a family. And I think that carries over into our customer service, because all of our customers we treat just like we do each other. You know, and customer service is just huge, huge part of that company from an employee down. So,
you know, I know Ryan, when we came over for the media day, that everyone was so friendly and gave us the tour around, showing us all the things, and everybody was wanting to say hi, and of course the names that are on there. on their shirts, and mm-hmm. so you could call them by name, get to know them a little bit.
I thought everybody was named Cabela for a minute. Then I looked on the other side.
Okay. Tell us what customers can find at the new Cabela store.
Well, first and foremost is fun. I mean, walking in that store, it's exciting. Everything from our taxidermy on down to our products. We also offer a lot of demos and seminars throughout the week and through every department. So walking through that store, you can find our aquarium. We have two 6,000-gallon aquariums and, on down to our taxidermy. So,
well, the taxidermy was fantastic. Full life-size mounts and shoulder mounts all over the store. I mean, if for nothing else, just the experience of going and seeing all of those animals mounted, that was a great experience.
Yeah, I mean, just walking through there every day leading up to opening here next week, it's exciting. It's really exciting to be able to walk around and see the different species from all over the world. I know with a lot of these youth groups who are going to be coming through, I mean, it's a chance to see something very unique that you probably wouldn't see anywhere else.
Absolutely. Well, what are some of the things that are going on with the grand opening celebration?
Yeah, so for our grand opening, we actually have a few soft openings coming up here on Tuesday. Is our big, it's our signature and black card night. So for our loyal Cabela's black card and signature card holders, we're going to be open from 12 to 9 p.m. And then on Wednesday, we will have our club card night. So any club card member can show up, show their card, and get in and shop from 9 to 9. And if you'd like to sign up to get in as well, we have that opportunity too. So,
yeah, that sounds great. You know, we've been anticipating the opening of Cabela's, seems like, for several years. One location or a couple of locations didn't work out. What caused you all to choose the locations that you have now?
You know, we're coming from the direct mail business. We really know our loyal customers, and we just wanted to be in the areas to best serve where those customers were located. And having two stores in the Front Range is we're able to serve customers all the way from Cheyenne down to northern New Mexico. So being here in the Front Range is just a great opportunity to help touch base with those customers.
Yes, and of course the Front Range is expanding in population, sometimes faster than I like to see. But it's a tremendous opportunity for people to be able to have a store within convenient distance for them. And the slogan that Cabela's has, it's in your neighborhood, that's a very true statement now.
It is.
Okay, tell you what, we're going to come back and we're going to visit more with Ryan, and then we're going to come back. When we come back, we'll talk with Tina Francone with Straightforward Shooting and even get some of the legal side from Kevin Flesh about concealed carry. So give us a call, 303-331-7116. Also, check out our website, sportsmanofcolorado.com. Look at the Ask the Expert box there. If you send us a question, we use it on air. We give you a $25 Cabela gift card. So send us your questions, and again, if we use that on air, we'll get you that gift card. 303-331-7116. We'll be back with more right after this.
All trees and all the waters and the seas, I'm a fool, fool, fool for you.
This is Denver Sports Radio, 1600. The Zone.
Whether you're a hunter or an angler, having the right guide by your side can mean the difference between success and failure. I'm Dot Mechtenberg. We have the experience and knowledge that can help guide you in planning a successful retirement. For over 40 years, we've been taking the worry and confusion out of retirement planning so that you can focus on the things you love, hunting, fishing, and family. Call me, Dot Mechtenberg, at 303-940-7807 or visit my website, dotmechtenberg.com.
Is the paint on your home faded or peeling? Are you tired of the paint colors in your home? Hi, this is Kevin Getz, owner of American Painting Specialists. We have been transforming plain houses and buildings into vibrant homes and offices throughout the Denver metro area for more than 25 years. American Painting Specialists offers high-quality interior and exterior painting services with guaranteed results. Call 303-937-1912 for a free, no-obligation estimate. And if you mention Sportsman of Colorado, you will receive $100 off a full interior or exterior paint job. Call 303-937-1912 or visit our website at AmericanPaintingSpecialists.com. American Painting Specialists is an official registered company of HaystackHelp.com and an A-plus member of the Better Business Bureau. American Painting Specialists, for a professional experience from start to finish.
Be safe, have fun, and qualify for your Colorado carry permit. Teach your kids how to safely handle a rifle, pistol, or shotgun. Hi, I'm Tina Francone, and my staff of NRA-certified instructors at Straightforward Shooting have qualified over 1,000 Coloradans for their Colorado carry permit and have taught hundreds of scouts how to shoot. Get your Sportsman of Colorado discount by calling Straightforward Shooting at 720-989-9662. That's 720-989-9662. Or visit my website, straightforwardshooting.com.
Have you been accused of a DUI? Don't understand the forms you've been served? I'm here to help. My name is Kevin Flesch, and my law firm is in the business of defending you, both at the DMV process and the criminal court. We're going to try to keep your license and keep you out of jail. If you don't know what to do next, call me today, 303-884-1037. Again, that number is 303-884-1037. We provide free consultations and answer all of your questions. Remember, you have only 7 days after you're arrested to perfect your right to a hearing with the DMV. Don't give up that right. Don't go it alone. Call me today, 303-884-1037. Or visit my website, criminallawfleshlaw.com.
Hi, I'm bankruptcy attorney Benjamin Yablon, author of The Bankruptcy Guide. If you're overwhelmed by debt, you need to call me today. My direct line is 303-562-3167. Come in today for a free consultation, and your copy of The Bankruptcy Guide is free as well. Once again, 303-562-3167. Or visit my website at yablonlaw.com. That's Y-A-B as in boy, L-O-N as in Nick, and the word law.com. I'm attorney Benjamin Yablon.
Are you paying for broken windows after every round of golf? Are you always yelling four to the fairway next to yours? Are you searching in the woods hole after hole? Do you continue to lose every ball in your bag? Do you turn a four-hour round into 5.5 hours? If you're that guy, or you invited that guy to play with you, you need No Slice. Just put No Slice on your golf club, and it will eliminate your slice, guaranteed, or your money back. Enjoy golf again. For more information, or to purchase No Slice, go to NoSliceGolf.com. That's NoSliceGolf.com.
At Iron Forge Trailers in Sedalia, you will find a full lineup of trailers. From ATV trailers to cargo trailers to dump trailers, Iron Forge is the place to go for all your trailer needs. Iron Forge is also an excellent resource if you need to rent a trailer. Full-service trailer repair shop and welding services are also available. Located at 7144 Reynolds Drive in Sedalia, call 720-312-7095. That's 720-312-7095. Or visit their website at ironforgetrailers.com. Iron Forge Trailers is an official sponsor of Sportsman of Colorado.
If you're looking for the best in the antique firearms world, look no further than Frontier Gallery in Denver. At Frontier Gallery, you'll find the antique Winchesters and Colts, old guns, flintlock, and percussion firearms. You'll also find Western memorabilia and art, along with Indian jewelry and artifacts. Whether you're ready to buy, sell, or trade, you need to visit Frontier Gallery, located at 1452 South Broadway in Denver. Call 303-733-4200 or visit their website at frontiergalleryllc.com.
Welcome back to Sportsman of Colorado. Our number, if you wish to call in and ask a question, is 303-331-7116. Let me tell you about a great company. For over 30 years, Academy Roofing has been serving Colorado with great customer service. Let me tell you why I'm so happy that I chose Academy Roofing. They were efficient, on time, and their cleanup was perfect after my roof was completed. Locally owned and operated, Academy Roofing is Colorado's front range expert in residential roofing. As an A-plus member with the Better Business Bureau, Academy Roofing brings the knowledge and experience you need in a roofing contractor. Call now, 303-360-0708. That's 303-360-0708, or visit AcademyRoofingIncorporated.com. At Academy Roofing, your roof is our reputation. Academy Roofing is an official registered company of HaystackHelp.com.
And we want to thank all of our sponsors, which Kevin Flesch on the legal side is one of our sponsors, and Tina Francone with Straightforward Shooting, and they really helped us get this show started. And Dan Johnson, Lynn Lyle Chevrolet, and I want to appreciate Kurt and Susie Boyd that own Academy Roofing, and they did my roof a year or so ago, and just completed three different roofs over at Red's property. And so again, roofing is a unbelievable industry. Greeley people were complaining up there at a recent storm, all the people and scams that were going on. So if you need anything with a roof, call Academy Roofing and tell them you heard about them on Sportsman of Colorado. Okay, Tina Francone, Straightforward Shooting, a great friend of the show and has been on many times, but we have seen a great increase in concealed carry permits being applied for. And so, Tina, tell us just a little bit about that, first of all, and then we'll get into your classes.
Sure. Thanks so much, Scott. It's great to be here again. And I just wanted to shout out to Ryan, just to let you know, South County, the southern end of Jefferson County, has been anxiously awaiting Cabela's arrival. And we are so happy.
Good to hear.
So you'll have a huge mob there on the 15th, sure. But back to your question, Scott, a concealed carry, you know, has been on the rise, I think, for a lot of reasons. There are people that will tell you, well, it's because people are afraid. And I really don't think that's what it is. The people I talk to, and we've qualified over 1,500 Coloradans for their concealed handgun permit. Excuse me. What they're telling me is that they want to take personal responsibility. They want to take personal responsibility for themselves and for their family to protect them against a criminal attack. You hear a lot of talk about first responders, you know, your emergency tech, you know, your EMTs, your fire, you know, your firemen, your policemen, and not to take anything away from them because they all do us a great service. But really, if you're in the middle of a criminal attack, you are the first responder. And what do you do? A lot of people question why use a firearm for self-defense. And really, it's just a tool in your personal defense tool belt. And it certainly is the last resort. So you need to make a plan A. At 21 feet, your zone of immediate danger, you have to start making assumptions about that person. Is that the creepy homeless guy coming to you for change? Or is that someone coming for your purse or you? So what do you do? Because the time to develop your plan is not while it's happening. So you have to start making some assumptions in how you're going to defend. Again, the firearm is your tool, a last resort, but it certainly is a tool.
Okay. Well, yeah, and Tina, you do so much more than just talk about firearms. I mean, the training, just being aware of your environment and doing all those other things to have people think about what's going on with them. I was at a play last night downtown, and I was sitting there thinking about, you know, what would happen if someone had a weapon in the theater, and how would we get out, and all of those sorts of things. Those are things you teach people about, to be aware of their surroundings and what you do, and that's really important in sort of getting people to think about, you know, how do I deal with the situation, not necessarily to pull my weapon, but to do other things to protect yourself.
Absolutely, because your first... your first defense is really to extract yourself from the situation or not even be in the situation to begin with. And classes like the NRA Refuse to Be a Victim courses is really a good way to learn about how to defend yourself against a criminal attack. What do you do first? You know, you can probably remove yourself from 90% of those situations, but what do you do in that remaining 10%? And really, honestly, running away is a good option, but it's not always possible.
That's true. Tina, when a person decides to get a concealed weapons permit, what do you think the responsibilities are that they need to also become aware of?
You know, a lot of people will think, well, I've got my concealed carry permit, and now I can, you know, I can go out and defend the universe. But really, that's not what we're about. There is a huge responsibility in carrying a firearm for self-defense. I think it tempers you a lot. It certainly has me. You have to be aware of your situations. Where am I going? Can I carry my firearm in this situation? Do I need to carry my firearm in this situation? So it's a lot of other considerations, and it's a lifestyle decision. It's not particularly burdensome or cumbersome, but you really do have to give some thought about what you're doing.
Absolutely. What do you think are some of the responsibilities as far as becoming familiar with your weapon and actually knowing how to shoot your weapon and hit the target?
In our courses, I think we're a little bit different than most people because we really do spend some time teaching you how to shoot, and we do encourage people to bring in their firearm so you can actually have some hands-on time dealing with the firearm so that you can learn how to manipulate it, and you do get an hour of range time. We do semi-private instruction, so it's a 2-to-1 student instructor ratio at the range, so we can focus on what you need to focus on when you're shooting.
We're talking with Tina Francone. She is the owner of Straightforward Shooting. Her website, straightforwardshooting.com. Her number directly is 720-989-9662. That's 720-989-9662. And Tina, it's a great time. Maybe talk about a special maybe you can offer for us.
Absolutely. Normally, our concealed handgun courses are $200, but if you mention Sportsman of Colorado, you'll get that for $150.
Okay. And, you know, I've seen and actually known people that have wanted to take a class, and they went somewhere, and it was just like 4 hours of classroom. They never got to hold a gun, shoot a gun. And I think it's kind of a mistake, you know, not to get kind of both sufficient classroom time, but then sufficient time on the range. Would you agree with that?
Absolutely. It's won't do you any good. It's like trying to learn how to drive a car online. You know, you really you got to get behind the wheel. And you know, a lot of people are fearful about firearms, and they're nervous about shooting. I like to think we specialize in kind of the first timers to make them feel comfortable and at ease with, you know, in manipulating your firearm and the actual shooting part. And so we do spend a lot of time with that. And all of our students, I encourage them to come back if they're, you know, if they need a refresher, if they need to learn how to clean their gun again, or they're just nervous about taking it back. Come on back. We'll do that again.
See, Red and I's excuse, when you say clean a gun, we just say, honey, my gun's dirty. I need to buy a new one.
Cabela's just down the street.
Yeah, that's right.
I bought the non-cleanable pistol.
It's that disposable one.
Tina Francone, Straightforward Shooting, 720-989-9662. We'll come back. We're going to talk about who she's seeing coming to her classes. And, you know, why should you get your concealed carry? A lot of people say, why do you need a gun? And that's what we want to answer here today. Sportsman of Colorado, give us a call, 303-331-7116. And we'll be back with more right after this.
Out past where the blacktop ends.
Hi, this is Scott Watley. If you or a loved one have been injured by the negligence of another person or company, please contact the firm of Irwin & Boson for an honest and fair evaluation of your case. You need a firm of experienced trial attorneys dedicated to protecting your rights. Listen, I've known John Boson for years, and he will give you the personal and professional guidance you need. Call today, 303-999-9999. That's 303-999-9999. Or visit their website, coloradolawyers.com. Irwin & Boson is an official sponsor of Sportsman of Colorado.
It's 2013 and time to ditch Grandpa's vest look while out on the river. Mountain River Lanyards offers a complete range of quality handcrafted fly fishing lanyards and accessories. Our products are designed and built by people who work and play in the great outdoors. For more information on where to find Mountain River Lanyards, call 303-690-0477. That's 303-690-0477. Or visit their website at mountainriverlanyards.com. Mountain River Lanyards is an official sponsor of Sportsmen of Colorado.
Planning on some spring or summer cleaning? Maybe a remodel job is in your plans. It's the Roll-Off Remedies Spring and Summer Special. Get a 10-day, 30-yard dumpster rental for $285 when you mention Sportsman of Colorado. Free delivery and free pickup and 24-hour delivery on all boxes. Call 303-433-1553. That's 303-433-1553. Or visit their website at remediesdumpsterrental.com. Roll-Off Remedies is an A-plus member of the Better Business Bureau. Bureau and an official sponsor of Sportsman
When it
Colorado.
Comes to taxidermy, I can assure you that all taxidermists are not created equal. Preserve your hunting memories for generations to come with Hunter T's Taxidermy. Owner Keith Kaufman uses the finest products, the most trusted techniques, and real-life experiences to create your custom work of art. Every mount is individually crafted to bring out the best in your trophy. Call Hunter T's at 303-973-3098. That's 303-973-3098. Or visit their website at HunterT'sTaxidermy.com.
Spring is here, and now is the perfect time to get your home in shape. Whether you have a minor plumbing or HVAC repair, or you want to replace an entire heating or plumbing system, Lakewood Plumbing and Heating does it all. For over 40 years, Lakewood Plumbing has been assuring your 100% satisfaction. Mention Sportsman of Colorado and receive a preseason air conditioning tune-up for only $99. That's right, only $99. Call now, 303-233-7007. That's 303-233-7007 or visit lakewoodplumbing.com. Lakewood Plumbing and Heating is an A-plus member of the BBB and an official registered company of haystackhelp.com.
If you're looking for a place you're always welcome, let me recommend Kiowa Creek Sporting Club. Hi, this is Scott Watley. Just 20 miles east of Denver, Kiowa Creek has it all. A professionally designed sporting clays course, archery range, and year-round dog training fields. Be sure and leave time to relax in the spacious clubhouse. For all Kiowa Creek Sporting Club has to offer, call 303-644-4627 or check out their website, kiowacreek.com. Mention Sportsman of Colorado, and with your one-year membership purchase, you'll receive 100 free sporting clays. Call 303-644-4627. That's 303-644-4627. Kiowa Creek Sporting Club is an official sponsor of Sportsman of Colorado. For 36 years, Lynn Lyle Chevrolet has been family-owned and operated. The Chevy Silverado, longest-lasting, best gas mileage, best resale of any truck you can buy. Buy any new or used vehicle and receive a $200 gas card. Lynn Lyle has a full service department body shop with super competitive prices. Call 303-344-3100. That's 303-344-3100 or visit their website at lynnlyle.com. Lynn Lyle Chevrolet is an official sponsor of Sportsman of Colorado.
Protect your valuables and firearms from fire or break-ins. This is Red Merrill for High Plains Safe Sales. Purchasing a gun safe is the most responsible decision a gun owner will ever make. Cannon safes offer the best warranty in the industry. High Plains Safe Sales offers a variety of safes for your home. Call High Plains Safe Sales at 970-532-3785. That's 970-532-3785. Or visit their website at highplainssafe.com. High Plains Safe Sales is an official sponsor of Sportsman of Colorado. Nothing protects like a cannon.
Welcome back to Sportsman of Colorado. My name is Scott Watley, along with my partner Red Merrill. We have Tina Francona in studio with us today with Straightforward Shooting. I have Kevin Flesh and also Ryan Branham with Cabela's, and we'll be getting back to him here shortly. So, Tina, let's talk just a little bit about your classes and the different ones that you have to offer.
We do, we pistol, rifle, shotgun, muzzle-loading rifle, and we also do the NRA Refuse to Be a Victim course. Just about anything that shoots, we cover.
And who are you seeing in your classes today? What age range? And then what, I mean, and again, we always kind of tease. I think a lot of people think, especially females that might want to go, man, there's going to be all these guys in camo and Cabela's hats and stuff. But it's really
tattoos,
not.
Yeah. No teeth, yeah.
But you're seeing a ton of females, right?
Absolutely. The class is going on today. I think there are two gentlemen in there, and the rest are women out of a class of 20. So traditionally we see about a 60-40 mix, women over men. And also it's... When I first started doing this, I thought, well, you know, we're going to draw the youngsters, the 21, 22-year-old, you know, 20 to 30 group. And really, that's not the case. The people we're seeing are generally 40 to, actually, today we have a lady in class who's 80. And it's not uncommon to see late 70s, 80-year-olds in the class. And really, I think mostly they're doing, and what they've told me is that the reason they're doing these classes is they feel like they need protection. They feel like they're becoming, because of their age or maybe a physical handicap, that they need to protect themselves, and they feel like they're a target for criminals.
And you know, I've often heard that sometimes women actually shoot a little better than men on a range because they listen to instructions. Don't know if that's true or not, but I don't know if I'd want to take a class with eight other women, you know, and being a guy, because then they might be shooting better, and then you'd be all embarrassed.
Yeah, typically women do shoot better than men. We do see, you know, a lot of husband-wife groups. You know, husbands and wives will take their classes together, boyfriend and girlfriend. You know, even if the gentleman has been shooting for 150 years, we generally see the lady shoot quite a bit better than the man. And, you know, it could be for several factors. You know, we as women have a lower center of gravity, so that stabilizes us a little bit better. But I don't know what the reason is, but traditionally that's what we're seeing.
You know, my sister lives in Georgia, and I've encouraged her many times to get her concealed weapons permit, which she finally did, and my sister is as feminine a girl as you would ever want to meet. She sang, she majored in voice, sang in the Fort Worth Opera and stuff, but she finally decided to get a gun, and she joined a gun club to learn how to shoot. And within a year's time, she made that particular gun club's shooting team, and you know, was really, really shooting good, and got to travel to some events with a on a 4-person team. And so I was amazed that she was able to learn how to do it, because she, like I say, she's as feminine as you ever want to imagine. And so it's something that every woman and every person can learn how to do. And the more you practice, the better you get.
Absolutely.
If you do the right practice.
Absolutely. And we do spend some time at the range evaluating your targets and how you're shooting. Our goal is to make sure that you understand how you're shooting and how you need to practice. Because as much as I'd love to, I won't always be with you when you shoot. So I want to make sure that your practice time is productive, and you know what to practice, and you know, so you can see the signs when you're getting better, and you can move on to the next thing.
Let me ask you this question, Tina. What do you think about dry firing your gun at home and getting more familiar with how to handle your gun at home?
Absolutely. You know, the more time you spend with your firearm, the more, you know, the more comfortable you are with it. Certainly dry firing using snap caps or some kind of, spring loader, you know, explosive types of cartridges, so designed specifically for practice, does help you in your aiming and in your sighting and everything else. 10 minutes a day with your snap caps really does improve your shooting when you are actually on the range using live ammunition.
Yes, and you know, I was in law enforcement my entire life, retired from law enforcement, and it's very important that you learn the right practice, because you're going to perform in a situation according to how you have practiced.
Absolutely.
And for those people that are carrying concealed, you need to practice on drawing your weapon, getting to your weapon. If it's under a shirt, you've got to pull your shirt tail out and then grab your weapon. If you're wearing a shoulder holster, you've got to get inside your shirt and get your hand on your gun, draw your gun. You need to practice all of those things at home so that it becomes second nature, so to speak.
And in building on that, we have started offering a 3-day workshop to practice those skills, the mechanics of actually drawing your firearm from whatever your concealment device is, because really you have 3 to 4 seconds to deploy your firearm in a self-defense situation, and you don't want to have to be thinking about all those discrete steps while you're trying to do that. You know, it's not like on TV. Okay, it looks really
easy. Yeah, they
make
it look easy. All the cop shows make it look easy. Yeah,
but you know, it's 3,000 to 4,000 repetitions of the same action to really build that into muscle memory, and that's what you need when you're faced in a criminal attack situation. You really have to deploy, and having practiced that will smooth that out for you.
Sure.
Tina's number is 720-989-9662. Again, her website, straightforwardshooting.com. If you're interested in taking a class and, or just want some more information, you know, give Tina a call. Let her walk you through it. And I believe once you get to meet her and everything, you will see, first of all, that she is very, very good at what she does. And, you know, can really, really help you no matter what your expertise or lack thereof may be with a firearm. So don't be afraid if you've never, you know, held a firearm or ever shot a gun at all. She can help you. 720-989-9662. Kevin, let's take just a couple of minutes here and talk from the legal side. Let's say you got your concealed carry permit and in your car. Where's the best place you feel to keep your firearm?
You know, it's going to come down to where you're traveling to some degree. Certainly from the standpoint of safety and the training, I'm guessing that Tina would say that you want to have it somewhere that you're used to having it and that it's readily available. You know, you've got to be careful to some degree where you park your vehicle and that sort of thing, whether or not it's out. You always want to keep it safe. And then when you have it available, or when you're in the vehicle, you want to have it somewhere where you can get to it very quickly in case something happens. So that's the best thing that I would suggest. Certainly, whenever you get out of the vehicle, you'll want to secure that weapon somewhere where someone can't get to it and use it against you or use it against someone else.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now, if you get pulled over for a minor traffic stop, like speeding, like Red does all the time. No. No.
You've got Kevin's number on my speed.
I'm telling you, right? me and you both. And let's say an officer walks up.
Yeah.
Do you recommend letting him know that, hey, I've got a permit and I've got a firearm in the car?
You know, it depends on where you're at. I would be very careful of disclosing anything, especially in Denver, because what can happen is that officer can take the weapon from you during the time period that they're having an exchange with you in a traffic stop. My advice would be to begin with, don't give out that information unless asked directly, because sometimes they can pull up, you know, your information and see that you have a concealed carry in their car. With the officers have computers now that can pull up your information, and if the car is registered to you, they may pull up your information before they actually come to the car. So they may be trying to find out what you're going to tell them. Okay. And if they already know you have a concealed carry permit, they may come up to the car and ask you if you have a weapon in the vehicle. Obviously, if you're asked a direct question like that, you have to respond to it. Mm-hmm. We always have to remember that these particular stops, when you're on the side of the road with a police officer, certainly it's a situation in which you're temporarily in custody, but as well, it can be a consensual stop in the sense that you don't want to give any information that you don't need to. And so my advice in any of those situations is to be really careful. Number one, be very cordial to the officer. Make sure that the officer is comfortable with sort of his surroundings and what's going on. Keep your hands on your wheel. Make sure that you're not running around the vehicle in any way, making it look like you're bending down trying to get things. Make sure that when the officer is there that you're very compliant with whatever they want to do. You don't want to get into a situation where, as Tina's training talks about, where the officer is uncomfortable and is very concerned about their safety.
Right.
Because if you do get into that situation, things can go bad pretty quickly, and the officer is the one in control of that situation. So to answer your question directly, same as any other contact with the police, think about what you're doing, be as positive as possible, don't give out any more information than you need to.
Okay. He says, Mr. Merrill, do you have a weapon with you? Yes, sir. Five.
Exactly. Yeah.
So don't get into quantity. Just say, yeah. I have my firearm.
Yes, I have them, and I can't reach them right now. They're in XYZ place in the vehicle.
Yeah, Kevin, my understanding is that you're not obligated to disclose the fact that you have a firearm in your car, but you are obligated to respond truthfully when asked directly.
That's exactly correct. And that's the most important thing. You don't want to invite problems with a police officer. Mm-hmm. At the same time, you don't want to cause problems. So in the event that the police officer is concerned, it does ask you, then you have to respond properly relating to it. If they don't ask, don't tell. You know, people, for whatever reason, everybody, maybe it's being nervous or other things, people believe they can talk their way out of situations sometimes, and actually it just causes more problems.
Sure.
Sometimes.
You ought to put Kevin's number in your cell phone, 303-806-8886. 303-806-8886. Again, just a good contact to have if you're, you know, for anything, but especially if you have a concealed carry, it's great to have an attorney at your fingertips, so to speak. When we come back, we're going to get back in with Cabela's and Ryan Brynham. And so stay with us. Again, send us your questions to sportsmanofcolorado.com. We'll get you a $25 Cabela gift card if we use your question on air. You're listening to Sportsman of Colorado, and we'll be back with more right after this.
Tastes like sweet red wine and a pretty lace. Go to heaven every time.
This is Denver Sports Radio, 1600. The Zone.
Test your skills in the dense brush by the river or guard the Alamo. Paintball Adventures offers Colorado players access to a variety of fields to play in, off-field rentals, and much more. Paintball Adventures handles all types of bachelor, birthday, corporate, private, and church parties. Located at 7375 Reynolds Drive in Sedalia, call now for your Sportsman of Colorado special. The number is 303-762-6160 or visit their website, paintballadventuresofdenver.com. Visit their pro shop at 3107 West Hamden Avenue, open Monday through Friday from 9 to 5.
Hi, sportsmen and women of Colorado. This is Steve Pitcock, owner of Hot Shots Automotive, located in Centennial, Colorado. I would like to offer you all a service special for your diesel truck, a complete diesel oil change, tire rotation, and 30-point safety inspection, all for $60. That's right, $60. That's a $125 value. And for you gas drivers, $25. That's a $60 value. Call us today at 303-617-1125. That's 303-617-1125. Or visit us at hotshotsautomotive.com.
Colorado Parks and Wildlife was created in 2011 by the merger of Colorado State Parks and the Colorado Division of Wildlife. Colorado Parks and Wildlife are the leaders in conservation, outdoor recreation, and wildlife management. Parks and Wildlife employees and their partners work together to provide ongoing and outstanding customer service through recreational programs, amenities, and services. For more information, visit the website at wildlife.state.co.us. That's wildlife.state.co.us.
Full Rut Archery and Hunt Club offers LaPorte Archery Bow Trap Shooting, state-of-the-art techno hunt, and an indoor and outdoor 3D range. They also have an indoor target range up to 30 yards and a full-service on-site bow shop. Full Rut Archery also offers antelope and deer hunting on 15,000 acres in Elbert County. Drop by and check it out and have lunch at the Broadhead Cafe. Lessons are also available, and $20 will buy you your annual membership. Call 303-840-9200 or visit their website at fullrutarchery.com.
Running a small business today certainly has its tax challenges. Hi, this is Scott Watley to tell you about Sherry Christian with the SC Tax Group. Having the right CPA that you can trust can literally mean the difference between success and failure. A certified public accountant is a valuable tool for any upcoming and ongoing business, large or small. Put your mind at ease with SC Tax Group. Accurate, efficient, professional tax preparation. SC Tax Group. Call 303-753-8200. That's 303-753-8200.
Now is the time to get your concealed carry permit. This is Joe Dedon with TAC One Consulting, the official CCW training provider for the Tanner Gun Shows. All of our instructors are law enforcement with firsthand knowledge on surviving violent encounters. Call now, 720-432-3229. That's 720-432-3229. Mention Sportsmen of Colorado and receive $15 off either our 3-hour or 6-hour classes. Call TAC One Consulting now for details, 720-432-3229, or visit our website, taconeconsulting.com. That's T-A-C-O-N-E consulting.com.
Have you given up on finding the right camper that truly fits you and your family's needs? Well, there's hope. At Phoenix Pop-Up Campers, we have developed the most personalized, toughest, best-performing off-roading campers imaginable. Yes, if you can imagine it, we can build it. At Phoenix Pop-Up, we would welcome the opportunity to earn your trust and deliver you the best service in the industry. Mention Sportsman of Colorado and receive $1,000 off your new custom camper. Call 303-286-3921. That's 303-286-3921. Or visit our website at phoenixpopup.com.
Welcome back to Sportsman of Colorado. My name is Scott Watley, along with my partner, Red Merrow. We have Tina Francone in studio, Straightforward Shooting, Kevin Flesh with Flesh Law, and Ryan Branham with Cabela's. And opening August 15th, 11 a.m. Call in sick now. to work. Make it like a Rockies opening day. Nobody works on Rockies opening day, so it ought to be the same when Cabela's opens here. So make your plans to be there. A lot of exciting things will be going on, and Ryan will be filling us in on those just in just a moment here. Let me tell you about another great sponsor, Affordable Door Company. Pete and Mary, they own this company. If you have any problem with garage doors, this is the company to call, and these are people you can trust. I've known them for years. They've helped me out with my own door, Red. You just had a new opener put in, and it works great there. And you've got to have people you can trust. And, you know, a lot of our sponsors on the show and people that advertise with us do have something to do with the outdoors, you know, and some don't. But sometimes real life happens, and you need to know who you can call and who you can trust. And this is one of those companies. Again, Fordable Doors, A-plus members of BBBs, member of HaystackHelp.com. Their number is 303-586-4881, 303-586-4881. They do offer 24-hour emergency service. And, again, we thank Pete and Mary Ann for helping us out here on the show and making this show possible.
All right. Welcome back. And we're discussing some concealed carry issues with Kevin Fletch of Fletch Law. And, Kevin, let me ask you, if the time ever comes where you do have feel the need to pull your weapon to defend yourself or possibly to defend others, there's going to be legal ramifications. Tell us about that.
Yeah, there definitely is. You know, any time that a weapon is pulled, I actually had a case out in Jefferson County probably 10 years ago or so where there was a watch group, basically a neighborhood watch group, that pulled over a vehicle basically because they thought that there was some criminal activity going on. And the guys who were the perpetrators, the criminals, actually said that these guys were menacing them with weapons. And so, you know, police are called and they have to be questioned. And then the manner in which the stop happened, unfortunately, people got charged. And so the biggest thing, when your weapon is pulled and you're starting to use that in that serious situation, you have to be concerned about what happens, how it happens, and your recollection of what takes place. And that's really a situation where you want to have a lawyer. And you know, you guys talk about having my phone number. That's a point in which you don't talk to anybody. Say, I'm going to get counsel.
Absolutely.
And then you immediately get a hold of someone like myself so that when you are called on the carpet by the police and there's an explanation that needs to be given, that they give it, but that it's the appropriate time, that you've had time to think about it, sort of debrief yourself, and that you're giving the correct responses to things. Because you, certainly you're in every right to defend yourself. It's got to be reasonable, though. And so that's where the police start getting questions to you about what was taking place, whether or not the using of that weapon, whether or not that was reasonable force under the circumstances.
Sure.
And, you know, Kevin's kind of say, call someone like himself. And I'm going to tell you, call Kevin. And here's why. I think you need a person that's a gun person, a person that is, you know, believes in your rights, believes in, you know, your right to carry. And, you know, you may call some attorney that really doesn't believe that, and they may not really understand all the different laws and different things that, and your rights. So that's why I'm saying call Kevin, because, you know, he's an outdoorsman. He's a hunter and fisherman and loves the outdoors. And so that's why I want to be associated with those kind of attorneys. Okay. So Kevin's number again, 303-806-8886, 303-806-8886. His website is fleshlaw.com. That's F-L-E-S-C-H law.com. All right, Ryan, let's get back to you. Tell us about the club card and all the benefits of having that with Cabela's.
You know, Cabela's has their own bank. So with that, we can focus on our customers who have that card. We're one of the only few retailers who can actually issue a card right there. And, you know, with that, there's just a lot of special benefits, club card benefits. And, you know, you can actually accumulate points to use back into our store as well. So that's really exciting to have that card.
I got to tell you, I have one of your cards, and I didn't realize that there were points attached to it. I got this notice, and I had a lot of points. I don't know where they came from.
We look forward to seeing you on August 15th.
It's pretty cool. That's an added benefit. You've got all the customer service and everything else and all of the great products, but then you get money back.
Right.
Now I own a great sleeping bag due to those points.
Yeah,
cashed in at Cabela's.
Now, are there anything special for people that have that card while you're opening the stores that you have going on?
Yeah, like I said, for on this coming Tuesday will be our signature and black card night for those holders, and it's just an opportunity to get in there and do some early shopping, check out the store, and then of course on Wednesday, the day before our grand opening. Anybody who has just a regular club card or wishes to sign up can do so and come in and check out the store and also do some shopping between, you know, we're open from 9 to 9 on that day. So
absolutely. Now, there are some special things going on for your grand opening. I think you said something about celebrities, and tell us about that.
Oh, yeah. This next week is going to be exciting. Starting on August 15th, 11 a.m., we're going to be giving out, gift cards ranging from $5 to $500 to all of our customers out in the parking lot waiting to get in. And then we start in with a lot of outdoor and local celebrities, and it just goes through the weekend through Sunday. We have Troy and Jacob from the Swamp People will be there. Micah Waddell, Lee and Tiffany Lukowski from the Crush on the Outdoor Channel. Just a huge list of outdoor celebrities. So.
Yeah, and the special thing about that is that Scott and I are going to be there, and we are really famous celebrities,
at least in this room.
At least in this room, and of course, speaking for myself, I'm going to be probably the best looking guy there at the store on that morning. My son has told me numerous times that I have a face for radio. I think he really means that I'm just a good looking guy, and so we're going to be there, and we'll say hi to everybody too.
Sounds good.
And, we were looking so forward to Cabela's opening again. Mark your calendar, August 15th, 11 a.m. Now, tell us just a little bit about the gun library.
Yeah, the gun library, it's an amazing room with a collection of used firearms and collectible firearms. Actually, we have a really interesting firearm. It's called the Arapaho gun. It's a Winchester 1886 lever action Model 18. The Arapaho County Sheriff ordered 50 of those guns for the City Hall War of 1894 here in Denver. And this is one of 50, and it's actually engraved Arapaho County right there on it. So it's,
it's almost
like a museum in there as well. So there's some great, great firearms to check out. And we also do appraisals as well. So if you have some firearms you're looking to trade in or, pass on to someone else to enjoy, that's the place to do it.
And I believe we've got a buddy, Toby, that's kind of over that.
He's a great guy.
He knows
his stuff.
He does.
He's very approachable, very friendly. So I invite everyone to come in there and at least meet with him and check out our gun library.
And I tell you, that's what we're going to try to do with Cabela's. We're going to have them in hopefully as often as they are available. And where you can get to know these people on a first-name basis. When you go in a store, you'll know who to ask for. And, again, we just really want to encourage you to get out there August 15th, 11 a.m., the store out there off of Ridgegate. And out there off Lincoln and I-25 out south and 144th and I-25. So we want to thank all you guys for coming in. Tina, thanks again for coming in.
Thank you.
And Tina of Straightforward Shooting. Check out our website, straightforwardshooting.com. Kevin Flesh with Flesh Law. And then Ryan Branham with Cabela's. And again, he is the retail marketing manager there. And check out their website. Get on their mailing list. I'm telling you, you want some great catalogs. And, man, I don't know what you guys spend on catalogs, but I tell you, you want some great catalogs and things to shop through. And I tell you, when Red and I were out there, they were showing us some new camo that actually changes colors against your body as body heat and temperatures change. I mean, it was the coolest stuff ever. So they're going to, they are on top of everything. And I tell you, there's a lot of big box retailers in the area and, with sporting good type deals. But Red and I are just 100% believers in Cabela's and their clothing. And I'm not just saying that because Ryan's here. We've said a lot of times that we just believe their clothing is a lot better quality, a lot better prices. So, check them out. And a lot of great things even for women there that we saw. And, a lot of times women want things cut specially where it's tailored down, And so.
No, dude, I'm going to be first in line.
Yeah.
Definitely.
So they've got some great things. So, Ryan, thanks for coming, man. And any way we can help you here at Sportsman of Colorado, we want to do that.
Hey, thank you guys so much. Really appreciate you having me on.
All righty. Check out our website, sportsmanofcolorado.com. Ask the expert. If we use your question on air, we'll get you a $25 Cabela gift card. Send us your photos for the Bragging Gallery, and we will put those there. If you want to hear certain topics on the show, send us an email, scott@sportsmanofcolorado or red@sportsmanofcolorado. And again, we want to thank all of our sponsors, Len Lyle Chevrolet, Affordable Door, Flesh Law, Straightforward Shooting, and many others. So check out our website and use our sponsors, and they will give you discounts if you mention Sportsman of Colorado. And we appreciate you listening today. So I hope you have a great and safe weekend. Cabela's, August 15th, 11 a.m. It's in your nature. Now it's in your neighborhood. Have a great day.